Good, good, good. At least we had some mothers show up for Mother's Day. Well, we are grateful that you're with us today, and we're here to celebrate all the women in our church, the mothers, as well as those that have been a motherly influence in each one of our lives. So just thank you all for being here today, to be here to celebrate our mothers. A reminder to fill out your Connect cards and your bulletins today. Yesterday's Mother's Day tea, we had a great turnout for that, and it was just a great time of fun and fellowship and some good snacks and food. And we're blessed with the folks that have put that on for us with Christina and her team that she puts together. We had a great time celebrating our mothers this Saturday. Leadership Council, just a reminder for those of you who serve in that capacity, we'll be having our monthly meeting on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We encourage you to be there for that. We have some items that need our attention, so hopefully you can make that as well. And that will require me to postpone our Bible study again this week. We got tied up in that awful traffic jam and couldn't get here on the previous Wednesday night, so we've had a two-week break from Bible study. So don't show up this week for Bible study. Because I'll be in the Leadership Council meeting, and we'll resume again on the 20th as well. In your bulletins, you'll find your BBS volunteer sign-up sheet, G-Force, and I encourage you, if you want to help out with that, to drop that in the offering plate as well today. And we're coming along quite well with BBS planning and putting that program together, so hopefully you can help us out with that as well. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
and to tell you of our love for you and for your precious son. Today especially, we want to thank you for the women of our lives, those who've been our mothers, not only those to whom we've been born, but also those who've nurtured and inspired us throughout the course of our lives. Oh God, we're grateful to live in a nation where we can celebrate your love for us and where we can also raise up to you those we love, today, the mothers of our world. We also thank you, Lord God, for all those gathered here today to worship you and pray especially for your hand of love and peace on those who are away at present or unable to be here with us. Please hold them each and all within your loving arms. And bless all of us in your nurturing and providing self. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Amen.
Okay, I can't ignore and argue that. I hear right. going to keep it. That shirt is beautiful. And this is a lot better than what I was going to talk to you about this morning. I think this is very cool. But what I'm going to talk to you about today is, have you ever been on the outside looking in, wishing, boy, I sure wish I was inside there with all those folks that are having such a good time? Like an outsider looking on the inside, wanting to be somewhere we weren't? You probably have. I have. Not really? Well, boy, you're lucky. But sometimes I'm like, boy, look at those people over there. They look like they're having a good time, and I sure wish I could be over there with them. And I can't. Maybe they didn't invite me. Maybe they didn't ask me to come over and join their fun. Right, if they didn't know me, they wouldn't know to ask me, would they? Well, you know, when I was a kid, I was very bashful. Can you believe that? Very shy. Yeah, I know. I was very, very shy. And if I saw a group of kids having fun, I was too afraid to go over and join their fun. Why? I know that's kind of silly, isn't it? But you know how God is so good that now when I see people having fun, I just go over and bust in right in the middle of it. I don't even slow down for a second now. God has made me bold, and I can just go and join in with other groups. Sometimes they're like, you asked him to come over here. But I say, I'm coming over there. But I can't. So, we're bold in God coming. And see, what we're going to talk about today is that when Jesus told Peter to go out and feed my sheep and bring all these folks in and join our group, they thought, well, they're not Jewish. They don't really know what's going on. So are you sure we can even ask them to join our group? You've never heard this story before? Okay, Maria, this is going to be your story today. This story is, Jesus said, go out there and talk to those Gentiles, and you tell them the good news that I'm telling you, and they will have the Holy Spirit on them as well. That's what Peter did. He went out and he spoke to these people. He went to a Roman guard. You know, have you seen a movie where these Roman centurions and big guards wearing all this stuff? Right? Well, one of these, Cornelius, wanted Peter to come back with him in his household. But they weren't Jewish. They were Gentiles. They were Romans. They were non-Jewish people. And Peter, an angel came and told Peter, go over there and see these folks, and I want you to talk to them about Jesus. He goes over, he talks to them about Jesus. They were on the outside. Cornelius and his family was on the outside looking in when it came to Jesus. Peter went over and spoke to him, and the Holy Spirit came and was with them, and they heard the word, and they believed in Jesus. Just like that. Just because Peter talked about Jesus, his whole family believed. Now that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Because who did they know who this Peter was? They knew that Peter was sent by God to come and talk to them about the good news of Jesus. Peter was a disciple, yes. But Cornelius, no, not yet, but he would be, because now he believes in Jesus. Anyone that believes in Jesus is now a disciple. Do you believe in Jesus? I do too, so we're disciples. Now they have disciples, David and Devin. That's pretty cool, huh? That is pretty cool. That gives us a lot of power and a lot of boldness to go out and speak to other people about Jesus. That's good, right? Yeah, that is good. That is good. So that's what I want you to remember today, that we can talk to people about Jesus, okay? And that they become part of our family, right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Devin this morning, Father, and his willing heart, and we just love that you love us. So, Father, be with him and bless each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That is beautiful. I think for my birthday, I might have to ask for one of those. Maybe you can ask your dad to recall it, okay? Maybe find out that's enough. Okay? Thanks. My wife had a lot. I think she can afford to buy me something. Do they sell those at Jared's? The Galleria jewelry? Because I go there all the time. This is going way crazy now.
Yeah.
But after, we better vote this down, okay? But you're going to Sunday school with us. All right? Thank you, gentlemen. You can see where I have fun, can't you? It's great. It's time of our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. And once again, we've had a week filled with people in need of very serious health concerns and names of folks this week that needs an extra blessing of prayer and healing in their lives. Mary Ann Davis, we saw her yesterday on the Mother's Day tea with her family. It was great to see her out. She's home and continues to recover from her shoulder surgery and recuperating at home now, which is a blessed thing. Eugene Nussbaum as well. It's nice for his son to be with us today. And my friend Linda, he is home and recovering from his broken hip. So we definitely lift up Gene and his recovery at home. So let him know that we are continuing to pray for him as well. Tony Crispino has some problems with his throat. And test results this week came back not very favorable. So keep Tony in your prayers as well. Maricela's mother, she's in the hospital. She had a fall, so that's never good. So she's fallen. We just pray for her quick recovery. Lifting up Kathy Chandler and Tim Toom this morning for health concerns. Fred and Brenda Newbarth as well continue to suffer with health issues and concerns. Richard Bearden is not with us this morning, but we continue to pray for his healing and encouragement as well, for peace of Jesus to be just to be with him during this difficult time. Karen has some cold and flu issues this morning, so we'll lift up Karen for healing today. We do have praises today. Which is always great to hear. Of course, we're lifting up all the mothers, even the ones in heaven that have gone on to their glory. So we're lifting them up today as well. And Darren's asking for prayers for his friend Jeannie. This is her first Mother's Day without her mother as well. So just lift Jeannie up and those who have experienced that same loss this year. We do have praises. Brandon, he graduated last Sunday from UF. Marfield and Shirley are very happy about that, I'm sure. Congratulations to Brandon. He continues to study for an exam, a GRE study, or exam, so I continue to pray for that as well. From Karen and Andy as well, they both have had job interviews this week, and Andy's going to start training for a job that he has been offered. We're happy with that, and Karen will be having an interview tomorrow morning as well, for hopefully a better position for her as well. So keep them in your prayers for their job futures. I know there's many things that you have on your heart this morning, especially on this Mother's Day. We have folks that have lost their mothers this year and in the past, and it's a difficult time when we think of the blessings that mothers are in our lives, and we just lift all of you up today that are experiencing loss today on Mother's Day. And as I said, many, many women in our lives give us the example of motherly love, so we just want to hope that you're encouraged and surrounded by that love as well today. So let's go before the Lord in prayer and take these deeds to the foot of the cross. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful that you have given us Jesus Christ as our Savior. Father, we no longer stand on the outside looking in. The invitation by Peter and by Jesus of coming and knowing the living Christ has been extended to each one of us. Father, I come to you today lifting up a people of faith knowing that the needs of healing and care that were mentioned here this morning and those in our hearts that have gone unmentioned, Father God, you are in the midst of these situations. Father, we pray for healing today and reconciliation and for relationships that have gone astray. Father God, I pray today for those mothers and children who are separated for whatever reason, that the sorrow in our hearts can be made joyful through our Savior Jesus, for the hope and good news that He brings. Heavenly Father, we lift up our congregation to you today. We come here this morning, Lord, filled with all types of needs. But Father, we know by coming here, by giving them up to you, you relieve us, release us from the burden of our sin. Father, thank you for taking that from us. Thank you for giving us a purpose. Thank you for giving us people to love in our lives. Father, thank you for the ones that love us. Father God, we come to you this morning in need, but also in praise. Father, we pray to continue to be able to see you working in each one of our lives. And as when we cry out in pain and sorrow, or in thanksgiving and praise, we can be confident that you hear our pleas. Father, thank you for that. Father God, we live in a hurting and troubled world. All we need to do is pick up the newspaper or turn on the TV and we can see turmoil and strife. Not only in our own city of Lake Worth, places like Fort Pierce, places in our own community that is just torn apart by violence and senseless bloodshed. Father, we pray for your Spirit to come into these places. We pray for these places to become places of refuge. We hear problems in our own cities where people are angry and upset. Father, we pray that a peaceful solution can come about. Father, we see every day in a world of turmoil and war and killing, in God's name, for God's sake. Please, God, stop the senseless warring. Father God, we are grateful today for those close to home, for mothers, and for motherly women. So, Father, just be with us today as we continue to reach out and reach up for you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray together. Our Father. place your blessing upon it. We pray in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
That's what we're here for.
Jesus died on the cross for us. And he rose from the dead. That's what we're celebrating here at Easter. The power of the resurrection cannot stop with us. I titled this message today, Outsiders Now on the Inside. Has anyone ever felt like an outsider? I have. I wasn't telling a little funny with Devin up here today. When I was a kid, I always seemed to be on the outside looking in. I never really fit in. I know many of you find that hard to believe today. I'm so outgoing and robust, and I just come busting into any situation and seemingly feel comfortable. Well, there's still a little bit of that turmoil under the surface. But I no longer feel like an outsider in the family of God or anywhere else in the world. My boldness comes from God. Just as Peter found boldness. We talked about that last week. We're looking at the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Do you believe today, sitting here, that Jesus can transform your life? Anyone believe that? Anyone a witness to that? Anyone trust that to be true? I hope so. I want to tell you a story about, you know, I'm from Missouri, down there in the Ozarks, the hillbilly country. There's a story coming out of that neck of the woods. This hillbilly family finally got in a position where they could go to the big city. Now, to make this real funny, I can say they got to go to Cape Girardeau or Poplar Bluff. Anybody know where that is? Okay, all right, we got a few people who might know where that is. Okay. I thought not a single hand other than my family would raise. So good. These folks finally got the gumption to go to the big city. They were going to go check in this fine, grand hotel. They went up to the desk. They made their arrangements. They made their reservations for the room. They got a room. And they stand in the lobby just looking around amazed. They didn't know what to do from there. They're just standing there looking around. They're staring at the elevator. They didn't know what the elevator was for, but they stood there. They see this little feeble lady walking across the lobby. She goes over to the elevator, pushes the button. The doors open. And she goes in. The doors close. Okay, they didn't quite understand that. The old man and the family standing there. And the doors open. And this beautiful young woman walks out. Taps his little son on the shoulder and says, "Go get your mother." He thought those doors had the power of transformation. That elevator is not transforming, is it? The same person that got off went up to the penthouse and got off, and they were the same person, weren't they? Can we be tricked into transformation? Sometimes. You know, we find humor in that. But how many of us have come today to church? We come through these doors, and we're all sinners. And we think that by coming here and sitting in these pews for an hour and say 15 minutes, depending on what kind of role I get on, and all of a sudden we're transformed just by sitting in these pews. How many of you believe that? There's more to it than that, isn't there? Just taking up space in these pews today, it's not reassuring. It might be reassuring you that everything is good in your world. But God requires something else of us. But something else that he requires from us is what Peter was told to do. Now, we didn't read the previous couple of verses before this one today, but that's speaking of Cornelius, the Roman. He had gotten this message that there's something more to life. He sent for Peter. Peter says, I don't need to go talk to those folks. They're not like us. They weren't Jews. They were far from it. But as we spoke last year, Peter, we spoke with Philip last week, right? Philip got the word. He went, he saw the chariot on the side of the road. He stood there for a minute, and then he ran to the chariot. He just opened the door and jumped in and started talking to the Ethiopian inside. God told him to go speak. Peter had the same message. Go and speak to this Cornelius. Find his family. Go inside and speak to them. Peter's connecting message, connecting a disconnected people. Do Christians ever get disconnected? Absolutely we do. It's real easy to get disconnected. It's real easy to say, I don't feel like going to church this morning. We'll go next week. Pastors in the pastoring circle say, folks miss a week, they will probably be back the following week. One of your congregation misses 2 weeks in a row, it starts getting shaky whether or not you'll see them again. If they miss 3 or 4 weeks in a row, chances are you've seen the last of them. It's easy to become disconnected. This message that Peter brought to Cornelius' household, a group of Gentiles, was the saving power, the grace of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit transformed these Gentile believers. Now that's almost as far-fetched as the old lady getting on the elevator and coming out a beautiful young woman, isn't it? That's what they thought. They didn't believe it could happen. Peter didn't believe it could happen. But he soon says in verse 47, can anyone object to their being baptized? He saw firsthand that they were changed. The Holy Spirit came and indwelt within them. They were transformed. I pray as a pastor of a church that we are transformed people. That when we say we are an Easter people, that we mean it. You've sort of gotten the drift of my messages here for the last few weeks since Easter is. Jesus and God has asked us to go out and feed some sheep, take care of some sheep, nurture some sheep, at least be with some sheep. At least be with some sheep. You know, we're transformed when we can associate ourselves with the church. You've heard me say it before. It's tough to be a Christian if you're out there all alone doing it. And we're not called to do that. We're actually told that's not going to work. With the best of intentions, you can go out and be a lone ranger, but it's only going to last for a short while. You're not being nurtured. You're not being nurtured by the Holy Spirit when you come to church. The more we hear the word, the more we study, the more we embrace our church family, and the more we embrace our Savior. Our Savior Jesus. The more evident that the Holy Spirit is active and alive in your life. I hope sitting here today that you feel that the Holy Spirit is living within you in a powerful way. That you feel the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Because I'll tell you folks, when I was shy and bashful and couldn't say 2 words in front of 2 people, God says, I've got something different for you to do. Now I still argue with God about that. But you know what? One thing I know now about my own life is that Jesus has told me to go and speak to some people about me. And I ran and stumbled and bumbled along for many years trying to run from that call. Anyone experience that in your own life? God, wait a minute. I'm a nobody. And it's reassuring when God says, yes, you are a nobody. Because you know what? You are a nobody. No matter how high and mighty and powerful you become in your world, you're really a nobody. Peter and Philip, they were nobodies. Where did they come from? They were fishermen. Now, I love to fish, and that would be quite an honor to be called an honorable fisherman. But you know what? They were nobodies. And God pulled them up. Now, they didn't do it overnight either, did they? They stumbled and bumbled along with Jesus for what? 3 years or so? And he dies and he's risen, and they lock themselves in a room and hide because they still don't believe it's them. A couple of weeks is Pentecost. I'm going to get some extra fire extinguishers and place them around the room because when we all get the little flame above our head, we don't have sprinklers, so we don't have to worry about them being set off. But you know what? We're going to have evidence of the Holy Spirit being alive and active in this church. In you, not in this church. You are the church. Amen. This story doesn't say that in the upper room they came and set the room on fire, did it? They came and set the people on fire. You're a people. You get that? You, people. You know, this only comes about when we realize that we're sinners. Anyone here a sinner today? Any of you sin on the way to church today? Well, you just lied, so you're all lying sinners. So yes, you've sinned in church then, as a matter of fact. We can't help ourselves in that regard. We are sinners. And until we understand that, and until we give that up to God, we're nobodies with a hopeless future. You know, with Jesus, we're nobodies with a future. Without Jesus, we're nobodies without a future. It's pretty hopeless. We have got to hope that the Holy Spirit comes and takes up permanent residence in our lives. My prayer for you today is that you can feel the Holy Spirit living within you. I hope you know and feel that. I spoke of treasure. Remember a couple weeks ago? Treasure, treasure, treasure. This is the treasure I'm speaking of. It's the treasure in our lives. It's what we are meant to do. It will guide us. It will lead us in truth. How many have been led in untruth? Someone can convince you it sounded so good and so perfect, it had to be true. We call that hornswoggled, where I come from. You ever been hornswoggled with somebody? Some of us on a regular basis. We fall for anything. Jesus Christ is the great equalizer. The Holy Spirit levels the playing field. The playing field can be overcome by landmines, can it? Landmines are out there. The Holy Spirit can join us and lead us in the way of truth. The scripture speaks of speaking in tongues. Now, I don't know about you, but as a Methodist, that kind of scares me a little bit. You know, we get asked that. We had a pastor's clergy meeting this past week. And somehow that speaking in tongues thing came up. We get a little nervous when people start speaking in tongues. But what that speaking in tongues means is folks are praising God. Amen. Can we praise God with our mouth? Absolutely. These folks spoke in tongues praising their God. They believed. That's why Peter couldn't deny the Jews that came with him. He told them, how can we deny baptizing these folks? They are just as on fire as we are. See, that's a little bit of the same thing that shocked Peter and his group that came. Wait a minute, these folks seem to get it just like we did. Is that possible? And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, yes, how can we deny these people to be baptized? How can we deny them the same gift that we've been called here to bring them? They had their eyes open. I've heard it said that praise is the rent we pay for mercy received. Do we praise God enough? Do we only praise God here on Sunday morning and the rest of the week he's done just fine on his own? I pray that when God is at work in your lives during the week that you take a minute and say, my God, that was awesome. Thank you. God loves to hear our prayers of pain and petition when we need something. He also loves to hear us say, thank you. I love you. Mothers, isn't it nice when your children say, I love you? Do they need to buy you a big gift? When they say, I love you, is the gift, isn't it? Funny that God would cherish that same gift from you. You know, it's hard for us to keep quiet when we have such a beautiful gift within us. When the Holy Spirit is within you, how can you keep quiet and keep that to yourself? Peter was getting an idea of how this was to work in his life. The angel came and said, go find this Cornelius. Speak to him about your Savior Jesus. Go out and find my sheep and speak to my sheep. If you're willing to magnify God, He is more than willing to let you show the world your gift and to share it. Does that scare you a little bit today? You remember me challenging you with this almost every week, right? This message is getting boring, isn't it? Don't we need to hear this every day, much less every week? Every day we need to remember that God loves us. And with the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, the world is going to know we are His. I love it when people see the Holy Spirit in someone and say, you know, they're different. There's something a little bit different about that person. Now, sometimes I get puffed up and say, yes, I am different. I'm pretty special. I'm not special, I'm nobody. It's easy for us to become puffed up and think it's us. And to think that I have done this on my own.
As we are nobody in Christ.
Amen. As well as everyone here, right? I am a somebody. I am a follower of Jesus. That's the only thing I can be proud of claiming. somebody I know as the child of God.
Amen.
On Mother's Day, shouldn't we be a child? Shouldn't we be a child of God? I'm going to finish up with a thought. We're not transformed by filling a seat in here on Sunday. A Sunday morning can't do that for us without the power of the Holy Spirit. If we're not consistent in worship, study, and praise of our Savior, we're hopeless. There's no power. Do you have people in your life that are living without the power? The power is shut off. They can't do things for themselves that are good. They continue to fall and stumble. That's because they haven't drawn on the reserve of power from Jesus. They are not drawing from their power source. They may have turned their back on God, or God, they feel, has never been good for them. I told you in communion last week to take someone to the altar with you and pray for them. How many of you have done that this week? A few of you. I pray that your prayer this week has shown, has borne some fruit. But if it hasn't in 1 week, should we continue on?
Absolutely.
Yes, we should. Those we love that are not drawing on the power of the Holy Spirit, let's pray for an elevator. Let's pray for a heavenly elevator. That when they go in and the doors close behind them and the doors open back up, they're a beautiful person in God. Maybe not necessarily in the outer beauty, but their insides have become beautiful in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come this morning seeking the switch, the power switch. The switch that will turn on the Holy Spirit in each one of us. Father, we pray this morning that you would give us the message that Cornelius received from Peter. That you would turn this group of nobodies into somebody in Christ. As children of God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
are children of God.
Jesus implored Peter to go out and speak. Jesus implores you to go out and speak the Holy Spirit at work in your life. Go forth from this place in peace and grace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.